Well, you can turn a fodder or, you know, or corn in the stalk or anything like that. It's whatever you can pick up in your arm.
You know, going back to the molasses for a minute, do you ever hear that called long sweetening or short sweetening?
Yeah. Both.
What was that?
Well, it was long sweetening was what was the old molasses,
mm-hmm.
old blackstrap, and short sweetening was the syrup that came out of it.
If you bought molasses at the store, what would it come in?
Well, jars and jugs.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a stand of molasses?
No.
Or a stand of lard? And nowadays, if the lamp wasn't burning, you screw in a new...
Bulb.
Okay. And to carry the clothes out, to hang them on the line, you'd carry them out in a clothes...
Basket.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a...
Whip.
And if you opened a bottle, wanted to shut it back up, you could stick in a
cork.
Jim, what about one made out of glass?
Yeah.
That'd be called a
stopper.
Uh-huh. It's something that you play, you blow on it like this.
Mallard.
Any other name for that?
Harmonica.
Uh-huh. What about the one like this?
Juice harp.
Okay. And
I've never seen no juice harps. I've seen nobody play them either.
You've never seen one?
Yeah, I used to play one all the time. Used to have one, but you don't ever see one no more. No, see nobody playing one. I ain't seen nobody playing juice harp. I don't know. Jerry don't even know what one is.
No, I don't. I always thought it was a regular harmonica.
That's the thing you got your tongue off with if you don't know how to play it. Never forget the first time I tried to play. I like to cut all the end of my tongue off.
Did you get to be pretty good at it?
Yeah, I got where I could play most anything on it that I wanted to. I had a small one, I had a big one. I had one by that long, but boy, it took a lot of wind to play that thing. Oh, Fate had one of them things. I don't know what he done with it. I figured him Doc would find it when she looking through his stuff. Me and him used to play them. That got me with it.
On a wagon, the thing that connects one wheel to the other is the
axle.
And starting with the inside of the wheel, you have the hub.
Yeah.
Then the spokes come out, and they fit into the
rim.
What's the rim made out of?
Well, the outside of it's made out of metal. The inside of it's made out of wood. Where the spokes go in it.
Do you have a special name for the wood part or the metal part of it?
Not wheel.
Mm-hmm. If you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece.
Is it telling?
Mm-hmm. What about with the buggy?
Is it with the buggy?
Uh-huh. You back the horse between the
shafts.
Uh-huh. You said buggies are
Yeah, here? Yeah. Mom used to haul us back. Home, not a school board used to pay her to haul us for the buggy back for school.
Your mother?
Yeah. Yeah, six of us. She hauled in the buggy every morning and every night.
Uh-huh. Where would she haul you from?
From where we were living over there, out this side of Port Orange to Port Orange to school.
Mm-hmm. Just 3 miles or so?
Yeah, about three.
Did you take just the children in that neighborhood?
Yeah, the children from between there and the school. Everyone that wasn't, you know, was too far to walk.
Mm-hmm. When you have a horse hitched to a wagon, the traces come back and hook onto the
swingle tree.
Mm-hmm. What if you have two swingle trees and they fit on the...
Is it on to mess with it now? I can tell you.